93.7, the River City's new classic rock. Dog and Joe show on a Friday. Coming up, we'll get you qualified for that Harley if you're caller 93 in the 8 o'clock hour. Got to talk about last night's game. Kicked off week two. Pigskin Picks, you can always sign up. You can always pick. $100 up for grabs each week. 93.7theriver.com. Last night's game. Little football game of the Houston Texans visiting those Cincinnati Bengals. 13-9, the final score. Houston, yeah!
Awful.
You can see my card. You can see Derek's card, Monica's card, Dana's card, Nikki Six's card, Jen's card. Most importantly, Joe's card. Joe went with the Bengals. I begged him not to do it, and I told Joe, I said, hey, if you're so confident Cincinnati's going to beat the Houston Texans, why don't we do a little wagering? He's like, well, what do you want to wager? And I said, well, since that little G-string underwear you had on that you did the Harley photo shoot in, since you still have those and it matches the Bengals' helmets, what about if they lose, you wear those again? He's like, no, I don't want to do that. Thank God he didn't take that action because, ladies, and I know you're disappointed, but this morning there would be new photos of Joe online at 93.7theriver.com had he shook the hand on that one.
See, I calmly went into that yesterday, and I thought before I opened my mouth. I was excited. I wanted the action. I just decided not to take it.
And thank you. I can sit here, and I know Dana and others here, we thank you for not taking that action because we all knew that you would lose, and we all shuddered when we thought about you donning those bikini briefs again. Thank God it didn't happen. But let's get into the Bengals now. You have to be the only American that truly loves this team.
No way, man.
They're awful.
I have all kinds of Facebook buddies that love them. I have friends that are out here that love them. My two homies that I went to high school with were at the game last night, rooting them on.
Oh, God, I bet that's a tough ticket to get in Cincinnati.
Right,
bet they were in line for minutes getting those tickets.
The new Bengals stadium is really nice.
They built them a new stadium?
Like 5-6 years ago. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Let me read this to you. This from the Bleacher Report. I don't know how many people look up to the Bleacher Report. It is, I think, to most, somewhat regarded. The guy's name.
Is it going to be hurtful?
It's going to be very hurtful. The guy that wrote this is Brad Gagnon, okay, for the Bleacher Report. And I'll just read it to you simply. The Cincinnati Bengals, he says, are not a good football team. And Andy Dalton, who signed a 6-year, $96 million contract extension in 2014, is not a good starting quarterback. It's that simple, period.
Wow, that's all he wrote.
Well, he continues, but he says Dalton and his teammates provided us plenty of evidence Sunday. That's going back to the Sunday Raven game that they lost. This isn't even talking about last night's dismal showing. 13-9 at home.
Which wasn't bad. The bad thing about last night's game is now they've become only the second team in history to go two games without scoring a touchdown.
Whoa. This was the 9 points, that's all field goal?
All field goal.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't watch it.
They had a touchdown that, and I forget which receiver scored it. It was a pass to the end zone, and it was good. It was clean, but they did not call it.
So, give me that stat again. They're the only team since who? Since when?
Well, the only reason I know this is because they continued to repeat this over and over again last night, and it just sucked. They're like, there's one other team that's gone games, and I don't know how long, it was the 1939 Eagles.
1939 Eagles.
39. They still had leather helmets back then.
So what was the stat?
The stat was the second team to go two games
without scoring a touchdown.
Now, I don't know how long that Eagles streak continued. I guess I'll find out next week if they lose a game without scoring a touchdown.
So even the Cleveland Browns, the worst team in football, put a touchdown on the field last week. They've scored. They put points on the board.
That's what I thought was questionable, because didn't they walk away from a couple of games last year where they scored no points?
Well, no, I think that they probably scored points and or touchdowns. They never won. It was all about their win record. They were scoring. They were kicking through the upright. They were completing passes and, you know, making tackles. They just weren't winning. So when you look at it, the Cleveland Browns on paper this year, at least right now, far better than the Cincinnati Bengals. I think the Cincinnati Bengals are the new Browns. I think those stripes should be wiped off and put on the Browns helmets.
What? You cannot say that.
Yes,
we don't
wipe
even
those
know
helmets.
How the Cleveland Browns are going to perform this weekend.
Well, they're playing again this weekend, they're done. They play Thursday night.
The Browns?
Oh, the Browns, you mean.
Yeah, so if they lose this weekend, they're not on paper better than the Bengals. They're on paper the exact same.
I think both those teams, they should be forced to play each other at a high school football stadium somewhere in either Cleveland or Cincinnati. They should not be allowed to compete in the NFL.
Cincinnati's not ready for Cleveland right now. Their spirits are wounded. They don't need to be taking them on at this moment in time.
Jump on. Make the picks. Sunday's games, even if you didn't vote last night, you can still win the $100 because it's all about who's got the best record at the end of the week, which concludes on Monday. So you get to go against the other River Rockers and us, plus you get the money. So jump on. It takes seconds. 93.7theriver.com. Here's the Stones.